Why do some investors make fortunes while brilliant mathematicians go broke? Why does your neighbor's cousin who knows nothing about stocks somehow triple his money while seasoned professionals lose their shirts? The answer isn't what you think. Success and failure often have less to do with skill than we'd like to admit. We live in a world where randomness plays a far larger role than our egos can tolerate, where luck masquerades as genius, and where we systematically fool ourselves into believing we control outcomes that are largely beyond our grasp. This fundamental misunderstanding shapes everything from Wall Street to Silicon Valley, from medical treatments to career trajectories, creating a dangerous illusion that skill and merit alone determine who wins and who loses. Meet John, the trader with the mansion and sports cars. His neighbor, Nero, has a PhD in statistics and trades conservatively, making a comfortable living, but nothing flashy. John seems to have cracked the code until 1998, when a market crash wipes him out completely. John wasn't skilled. He was simply taking enormous hidden risks that paid off until they didn't. He represents the lucky fool, someone who mistakes random success for personal brilliance. Carlos, another trader, made millions buying emerging market bonds whenever prices dipped. His strategy worked beautifully for years until Russian bonds collapsed, destroying his fortune overnight. Both overestimated their predictive abilities and refused to acknowledge that their success might be temporary luck rather than permanent skill. This pattern extends beyond finance. Alternative medicine vendors offer testimonials from cured patients, ignoring spontaneous remission rates. Carl Sagan discovered that cancer patients visiting Lourdes for holy water actually had lower recovery rates than statistical averages. Success, even random success, triggers serotonin boosts that make traders walk taller and speak more confidently. This leadership appearance convinces others their success stems from skill, creating a self-reinforcing cycle. We cannot judge performance by results alone. We must consider what would have happened if different random events had occurred. $10 million earned through Russian roulette looks identical to $10 million earned through dentistry on a balance sheet, yet they're fundamentally different. Reality proves more vicious than Russian roulette. It delivers fatal bullets infrequently, creating false security. We see only survivors, never the graveyard of those who played the same game and lost. Computer simulations reveal that after 5 years, 313 out of 10,000 fictional investment managers would show perfect track records purely by chance. More disturbing, a population of entirely incompetent managers with 45% chance of profit would still produce 184 managers with 5 consecutive profitable years, nearly 2% appearing brilliant despite negative expected returns. This survivorship bias distorts our understanding of success. The millionaire next door examines only successful wealth accumulators while ignoring those who followed identical strategies but failed. Its conclusions depend on the greatest bull market in history. Imagine writing it in 1935 after the crash, or about investors in Russian imperial bonds before the revolution. We celebrate survivors without acknowledging the identical strategies that led others to ruin. Evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould, diagnosed with stomach cancer at 40 with an 8-month median survival, discovered a crucial distinction. Median survival differs from average survival. Those surviving the initial period often lived normal lifespans, profound asymmetry. Gould himself lived another 20 years, proving how statistics mislead when distributions are skewed. Consider a gambling strategy with 999 in 1,000 chance of winning $1 and 1 in 1,000 chance of losing $10,000. Despite high win probability, the expected value is a $9 loss. Frequency matters far less than magnitude, a principle many fail to grasp. This pattern appears in insurance, venture capital, and pharmaceutical research, where rare successes justify numerous failures. Television commentators focus on frequency of correctness rather than magnitude because they're entertainers, not risk takers. Most options expire worthless, but occasional massive payoffs compensate for numerous small losses. What appears stable can suddenly become catastrophic. The 1987 crash, 2008 financial crisis, 2020 pandemic. the pattern repeats as new traders dismiss past catastrophes as irrelevant. David Hume's black swan metaphor reveals a critical flaw. Thousands of white swan sightings don't prove all swans are white, but one black swan disproves it instantly. Victor Niederhofer learned this painfully when he found genuine market patterns but sold options based on "the market has never done this before." He made small profits when right, but suffered catastrophic losses when a black swan appeared. Karl Popper resolved this paradox. Scientific theories are either proven wrong through falsification or not yet proven wrong. No theory can ever be proven right. We can only prove one wrong by finding a single black swan. Our memory functions as a pattern-seeking machine, constantly finding causality in random events. We remember the market crashed because of interest rate hikes, rather than acknowledging countless complex variables. This compression requires less mental storage while reducing detected randomness, explaining our susceptibility to narrative fallacies. Our minds cannot process probabilistic thinking. We visualize one state at a time, either Paris or the Bahamas, never a 50% probability of both. Faced with a 50% chance of winning $2,000, we can't imagine the mathematical expectation of $1,000. When told he had a 72% 5-year cancer survival rate, one couldn't think of himself as 72% alive and 28% dead. He either visualized death or cheerfully planned ski trips. Our emotional apparatus is binary, designed for decisive action rather than probabilistic thinking. Kahneman and Tversky discovered our thinking differs qualitatively from rational models, revealing systematic errors rather than approximations. Evolutionary psychologists explain why. Our brains evolved for dramatically different environments where probability calculations were unnecessary. Our genes haven't changed, but our environment has evolved far faster. Life isn't merely unfair, it's non-linearly unfair. Small advantages translate into wildly disproportionate payoffs. The sandpile effect illustrates this. Adding grains to a tower eventually causes complete collapse, with the final grain appearing responsible for destroying the entire structure, a disproportionate result from small input. Consider actors auditioning for roles. The few winners move to luxury, while the majority serve coffee. Though we attribute success to superior talent, all auditioning actors have skills. Fame follows self-reinforcing dynamics. An actor becomes known because he's already known. The QWERTY keyboard exemplifies how inferior solutions dominate. Despite being designed to slow typing, QWERTY persisted because people's habits proved too entrenched to change. The information age amplifies such unfairness. Winners capture almost all customers through network effects. Our brain expects linear causality, not non-linearities. We expect steady inputs to yield proportional results, becoming demoralized when progress isn't visible. Reality rarely offers linear progression. You might study for a year, learning nothing, then suddenly grasp everything in a flash. This explains why people cannot comprehend rare events and why few have mental stamina to follow non-random paths to success. Odysseus tied himself to the mast while his men's ears were filled with wax to resist the sirens. The lesson? Develop emotional defenses against randomness. Don't fight emotions. Recognize vulnerability and create protective tricks, like avoiding eye contact in traffic or imagining aggressive drivers as another species. Even sophisticated professionals develop superstitions when facing randomness. Traders unconsciously form rituals after profitable days. Same route, same tie, creating false causal links. Skinner's pigeons developed elaborate rain dances when food arrived randomly, revealing our hardwired struggle to view events as independent. Stoicism offers a practical response, not a stiff upper lip, but recognizing limited control while maintaining personal elegance. Self-help books fail when contradicting emotional wiring, but Stoicism leverages dignity encoded in our genes. Dress your best on execution day. Be courteous when losing money. Never blame others for your fate. While fortune controls much of life, she cannot control behavior. In a world dominated by randomness, maintaining grace under pressure is the only victory randomness cannot steal.